right. Welcome, everybody. This is the first Moscow School District Community Schools podcast. This podcast is meant to introduce the community to all the cool things that we're doing throughout the Moscow School District, and it could not have happened without the Nez Perce Tribe Local Education Program Fund. That's right. We applied for that grant at the end of the 2024 school year, and the grant allowed us to buy all this equipment to run a podcast studio, both for these community school interviews and for our students in speech class and other groups to be able to come in here and have a professional podcast experience. My name is Brian Smith, principal at Paradise Creek Regional High School, coordinator of career tech education, and your community schools coordinator. What's community schools? It's making sure all students thrive by partnering with all areas of the community to shore up any needs and make sure everybody can be their best. It's about as simple as I can make it. And today, our first guest, this is the one, I'm telling you, it's the voice of the Bears, Mr. Sam Hoogsteen.
All right, we're having our first podcast. So that's one podcast. I don't know what I'm saying.
You know, that everybody in our community, the minute they heard your voice, they're like, oh yeah, I'm back at it. I'm back at a game. I'm back in a moment I love.
You know, what's fun is when I hear the neighbors who don't attend the games and they say that they can hear me from a mile away. And, well, it's nice to have a great sound system, but there is kind of a trick to getting that announcer voice and getting low and putting a little growl behind it and having some fun with it. And that's the most thing I hope people get when they hear me at a game, that I want to have some fun. I want to make the games fun for those kids. And, you know, I'll throw in a little nickname here and there and just have some fun with that. And, you know, it kind of started by accident. I became a coach first. And then, you know, when you're a coach, you got that voice. And yeah, you're trying to get your players' attention. And then there was a man who used to do it before me. His name was Doc Labine. And he couldn't climb those stairs anymore. And so they're like, okay, we need somebody. I'm like, I'll give it a try. And so I think I've been doing it now close to 20 years, 20 plus.
20 years, voice
and,
of the Bears. Yes.
I've seen a lot of good, a lot of bad. But, you know, it's fun. You know, every once in a while you make a mistake up there. And and those turn into be comical moments. I remember once I left the mic on and I said, is this not the worst Bears team you've ever seen? And that kind of went out to the public there. And next thing I know, they're turning around saying, you're right. And so I was like, okay, good.
Yeah, you've actually might have gotten a few fans on that one, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So over 20 years, voice of the Bears. So Sam, walk us through what all positions you have inside the school district, just so we know who we're talking to here.
Well, you know, I'm originally from Los Angeles. And my wife and I, we moved up, and I was finishing up at WSU, and I started coaching here at Moscow School District. And I coached JV boys. I had a few teams of JV that were really good, and one team, they only had seven kids. We lost four kids on the day the grades came out. And so next thing you know, we got seven kids. We called them the JV All-Stars, and they won league. And so I started off coaching, and then that coaching gig turned into a halftime teaching job for 1 year. And then they had a girls varsity job open. And so I applied for that. And it also came with a full-time history teaching job. And now I've been here. This is, I believe, my 28th year. And after 28 years, you're wondering, do you love it when you're at one place for 28 years? But who would stay at a place if they didn't love it after 28 years? And either that or Moscow School District has a hard time firing people. But that's what I joke around with people and say. But, you know, it's a great district. It's got a good blend of so many things that are so positive for the kids of our community, of what they can get involved with if they just look around a little bit and put themselves out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that many years working with our students, I can't even imagine how many games you've called at this point. But more importantly, how many kids have been inside that classroom of yours, learning from you, creating all kinds of memories, I'm sure. So what was the sport that you coached?
I was a basketball coach.
Yes, the hoops.
Yep.
All right. So now, as voice of the Bears, though, are you doing every sport right now is our voice there?
No, I'll do volleyball. And, you know, even when I retire, I think I'm going to do football.
Yeah.
Retire from teaching, because there's something about a football game that brings a community out. And I think our heart both is kind of in that same area, Brian, that we love community coming out to events. Mm-hmm. And so we put a lot of events around our football. It's not so much about the football game. It's about kids being kids, having fun, cheering on their team, showing school spirit, and then sometimes hooking that in with an activity that allows them to reach out to their communities. So I enjoy that. I do volleyball as well. Basketball, I referee basketball. So my basketball is limited, but I'll do a few games in basketball season. And then girls softball.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it, man. That's great.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about in the school then. So you're a history teacher. What other courses do you teach right now?
I have a leadership class. And also, I am the instructor for the History of Rock and Roll.
Oh, the class. History of Rock and Roll. What's the grade level in that class?
Well, we usually take juniors and seniors in rock and roll. And we start off from the blues, and we go all the way forward to probably early 90s. And my knowledge of the kids' music really kind of dies down after that. So,
well, I mean, let's be real with each other. Is there any great music that came out after the 90s anyway? So, no, I'm just kidding.
Ah, yes. Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. So, Sam, you and I have been able to encounter each other a lot in unique ways over the last years. But this moment, though, when I got an email from you, hey, man, I can't cover this volleyball game. Can you come announce for me? I don't know if I've ever been more intimidated in my education career than walking into that gym, barely knowing any names, and honestly, barely knowing any of the rules to volleyball and hanging in there. And when I asked the people that I sat around with at Scoreboard, I said, like, you know, what does he do? How does he create? What does he say? And they're like, I don't know. He just makes it fun. I thought that was the best compliment I could hear about anybody. And I just want you to hear that from me, that when I had to fill a couple of those times, that was the piece that everyone talked about. I don't know everything he does. We listen to him all game long, but he makes every event fun. I mean, that's pretty incredible, man.
You know, enthusiasm. And when you bring enthusiasm to either the classroom or an event, it's catching. And students love it. And, you know, you have fun with it. If you make a mistake, oh, well. Apologize, move on, learn from it. And, you know, I've had the privilege of watching our athletes, you know, play in almost every type of competition that's out there. My favorite thing to say is at the end of a ball game, Bears win, Bears win, Bears win. Kind of stealing from Harry Carey from the Cubs. And, you know, just to see their smiles when they get those W's and to see them compete even when they're down by 20.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big part of life.
You know, a thing that we've always said in education, too, if you really want to make an impact on a student, go to one of their games. It's a big deal, and you've been around so many of them. But I'll tell you, when I come to Bear games, and it doesn't matter what the sport is, I'm always shocked at how many staff members are in the crowd cheering on students. And these aren't just staff members who are parents. These are staff members just coming to cheer on their students. I think that's one of the most pivotal and amazing things about our community. You know, I'm raising my own child through here, and I've already experienced, and I haven't even made it to the high school level yet, watching teachers that he's had over the years return for games, return for events, and I'm going, you know, you really don't have to come. And they're like, well, what else am I going to do? I got to cheer on these kids. So tell me your experience with working with staff members on that edge.
Well, you know, it's a great tool of classroom management. If you go to the kids' games or their band performances or their choir performances, and they see that you care, that's the number one rule of teaching. They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It's a great quote. I believe I got it from John Wooden. And it really, you know, translates into a classroom. So you can use that. And the other thing I got for classroom management was to stand by the door as students come in every single day. And when you can do that, and then you can ask them about how their game went or how'd the concert go or you start learning a little bit about each of your students. You know, now they're seeing you as a real person, and they're knowing you're having fun, and it just helps. It just translates into a good atmosphere.
Yeah, I don't think anybody listening right there would not feel that energy from you right now and not want their own kids inside of a classroom like that. Let's go to student leadership. So, you know, this year, the Community Schools program, we opened our Family Resource Hub. So this is inside Russell Elementary, where right now families can come in either through a reservation through your school counselor or just contacting me directly, and on Saturdays, although we just had our last Saturday in November open, families can shop for any amount of clothing that they need. And we've had unbelievable donors. We've had Chaz give us funds. The Moscow Board of Realtors donate all kinds of clothing. We've had toiletries donated through different events. It's been amazing to watch people come in. And as of Saturday, so that would have been about the middle of November, we have in 3 months served 100 students in the Community Hub, which is just incredible. But when this first came out, you were one of the very first people in our district to reach out to me and just say, I want to be part of this. I want to help. And you had mentioned your student leadership group. So talk to me about how that came about and what you do with the student leadership class.
Well, the leadership class was born out of ASB. And ASB, I've been in charge along with my co-advisor, Shar, who's awesome at serving the kids as well. And what we've seen is that through ASB, there's so many opportunities for these kids to get involved in their schools and in their communities. And so one of the things that we've really kind of pushed is the servant heart leadership model. This idea that if you have the ability to do something and the good Lord has given you that ability and that opportunity and you don't seize it, then you are wasting your gifts. And so we really try to instill that in our kids, that you're leaders and that leaders can have fun. Leaders can put on pep rallies. Leaders can get out and dance silly, and they can have rivalry games with other schools, but they can also serve their community. And it gives them the opportunity. That's one of the main parts about the leadership class, is to give them the opportunity to lead themselves. And, you know, we started off with just small events. You know, we put on a military appreciation night. And, you know, we got a special emblem for the helmet. But those veterans come out and they get a free hamburger. They get free entrance. And it shows that these kids, and they wear their red, white, and blue spirit costumes all throughout the game, shows that they care about their country and their community. And so it's actually kind of a nice bridge between the two generations. You know, in the 60s, they talked about the generation gap. Well, these kids and the older generations can see one another at this event. And then I also try to instill in the kids that they can make a difference that they'll never see what that difference made. You know, we started elementary school night years ago, and it was about, you know, it started off as a way to increase attendance. And when you increase attendance, you increase concession gate and funds for your programs. But what we started seeing was a lot of families who were economically disadvantaged being able to afford a game where their kid got a t-shirt, where they got a free bag of popcorn, where the cheerleaders taught them a cheer, where they got to feel special, and that family was able to afford it. And that was an outcome that we never saw coming. But now we love putting on elementary school night. And it has just exploded from there to where we have our winter clothing drive that just finished. And we also have Moscow Unite, where it's a night where middle school and the high school, we get together and we see who can outraise each other when it comes to canned food, because each school has a food bank. And you wouldn't believe how many times our counselors will fill up a backpack full of canned goods for kids who don't have anything at home. And we always think of Moscow as this affluent society. But I always try to tell my kids in leadership, there's an invisible poverty that you don't see right away. And that's what you're serving with your hub, mm-hmm. with the clothing, that invisible homelessness. So our kids are involved in that, you know, and right now we've got a big rivalry game going on with Pullman. We just started it last year. It's called Clash of the Combines. And we try to raise money for an organization in our community. And this year it's Alternatives to Violence on the Palouse. And with that, we're going to have a coin war. We're getting sponsors for it, and we're going to raise a lot of money. And that organization does a lot of good for men and women in our community. And so they also can see the resources that our community puts out for everybody. So that's one of the things that I hope our student leadership gets out of it, as well as just having a fun time.
And they have a ton of fun. I'll tell you that after working with your group. You know, hearing everything that you have those students leading, It's really incredible. When you live here in Moscow, or even if you have a student in the Moscow School District, it's hard to just know everything that happens, right? So how do you find information about these leadership events? I mean, because if right now, if you're a parent of an elementary student, hopefully you always see the flyer about the elementary football night that he's talking about. And somehow every year you convince me to go in that dunk tank, which still is about my least favorite experience, yet I would be happy to do it every year to see the line of kids coming to pay in for that. But if I'm a family and I'm wanting to know how to be a part of some of these leadership pieces, how could I get that information?
Well, you know, a lot of times, and I'm not good with the technology of today, I'm kind of old school, but we'll have kids in our leadership class that will constantly post, and they'll either put it on Bear Nation, which is an Instagram page, or they'll put it on Moscow School District's page. We'll either tell you guys about it, and then you guys can copy it there. So at times, the Moscow High School Bulletin will have that information as well. And what we've done is we've just taken our events and we've made them yearly things. And I just tell them, tell the kids, just start. Just get a date on the calendar and start an event and we'll build on it. And so we've seen things that over time have gotten to be a lot bigger and have served the community as well as, you know, teach the kids a lot of great lessons about life.
Oh, I love that. So, you know, you're putting students in front of a lot of learning in these situations. Do you have a specific story? We won't share names, but do you have a story that stands out of a student that maybe was a little tentative towards stepping into that leadership role? Because it's a lot and it can be intimidating, but really found themselves through this process. I'd love to hear anything you could share.
Oh, there was one, and I won't share his name, but he was in my leadership class and he dealt with food insecurity and a difficult home life. But this kid was sharp. And I try to make all my kids in leadership lead one project. And so one day I was thumbing through Facebook and I saw this thing called the Little Free Pantry. And it looks like those little free libraries that you see around the communities. And I pulled him aside and I said, look at this. This is kind of cool. And he's like, Mr. Hochstein, that's what I want to do. I want to build a Little Free Pantry. And with that, he had to go speak to the city council about where to put it. And he found out a lot of failures about the red tape and bureaucracy that has to go on when you put up something like that. But finally, we were able to partner with the Methodist Church right across the street. And he then got all the lumber donated. And he worked with the wood shop. And they built him the box to the specs that he wanted. And now that box sits across the street, and it is one of the key ways that people can get food in our community. You see, we've got food banks, but they've got set hours. The Little Free Pantry right across the way is a way of people 24/7, as long as there's food in there, they can pick up a can of chili. And it's not intended to feed you for a week, but it'll feed you for a night. It'll get a meal for your kids for a night with some mac and cheese or something like that. And so when we do our Moscow Unite, that's the food that we pile in and then we dish it out. And the church has been great and the community sees it. And just the other day, I watched somebody in our community, you know, the elderly use it a lot. They're on fixed incomes and they need some help and they go to that Little Free Pantry. So what turned out to be an idea by a young man who experienced it firsthand turned into blessing our community tenfold. And that is one of the things that just kind of reaches your heart and saying, let's keep doing stuff like this.
Oh, wow. What a story. So if you're around that area and you see that Little Free Pantry, I'll never think about that place the same again. That's incredible. You know, when you start giving, and this is what I've learned through the community schools piece, people in this community, they just jump in, you know, to get donations and needs. I have yet to have a project where we thought this is true, this is good for people, where I haven't had folks in Moscow say, what can I do to help? If it's funds, if it's materials, and honestly, just if it's hours to help, there are always folks around there. So if your people are, if they're listening right now and they're thinking, how do I get part of this? How do I volunteer? How do I help with some of these events? What's a way to do that?
You know, it was something, I'm really thankful to the way I was raised by my dad and even my father-in-law, who have shown that if you have that gift, if you have a gift in some area, it might not be to be up in front of a crowd and be the voice of the Bears, but it might be as simple as you could write a check and donate it to your favorite cause, or give those hours up and help out. Or, you know, there's countless ways of being able to volunteer. And so that's where I see just using your gifts in our community. And that's what we're trying to instill in these kids, that not to look at themselves, but to serve one another. And if you surround yourself with other like-minded servants, then you'll find out that your cup will runneth over, that you will be filled up by them who will look out for your needs as well. And so whatever we can do to help, I see a lot of teachers jumping on in there to do so.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. Okay, so we're getting close to the end here. And again, the purpose
we got part two, Brian. Part two.
I'll bring the voice of the Bears back as many times as I need to. But with this many years of teaching, okay, I would love to hear a story from the classroom, something that you hold on to as a teacher that's like, this is why I do what I do. Now, I know when people ask me this in my own career, it's so hard to think back because there's so many. But if you think about a classroom moment, and, you know, there will be parents that are listening to this that haven't had their students get to the high school level yet. And as a parent to somebody who's younger, it can be a little intimidating to think, one, what are the classrooms like? Or two, what is my kid going to be like by the time they get that old? But we'd love to hear a story from all those years you've had of students in the classroom of something that you just cherish and hold on to that's kept you coming here year after year and doing what you do.
Well, you know, there's just so many. But I would look at a few different ideas that come to mind. Would one be when you put on an event and you step back and you look at the crowd, and a crowd that is having a good time and the kids that are involved, that is something to me that, you know, you feel like, hey, I was part of something. I made a difference. But for those of you that are out there that are parents or former students, probably one of the best memories is getting a letter. Getting a letter from a student who said, you may not realize it at that moment, but you spoke to me. You saved me from a bad situation. You were there for me when I needed it. You know, we look back on our education careers, and I was a student back in high school. I was a bad student. I mean, I was a 2.0. All my friends were like, how in the heck are you a teacher now?
Oh, that's the best lineup, yes.
And and you look back on it, and there was a teacher that took a chance on me. He made sure I was eligible for playing basketball, and it totally altered the course of my life. I don't remember hardly a single lecture of any teacher that I went through back in those days. But you remember those personalities. You remember those ones that stuck their neck out for you. You remember those kids that, you know, as a teacher, we remember those kids that, you know, write you a letter and say thank you. Doesn't need to be a gift. Just a word of encouragement, a word of thank you is our reason why.
Oh, I love that. And what perfect timing headed into Thanksgiving and the holidays, right? So if you are at home and you're thinking, you know, what could I do for my teacher or teachers at this time of year?
I like a muscle car someday, Brian. Okay. If we're really going to be honest and you got, you know, cash out there or a nice Mustang, I'll take it. But, you know, no, I'm joking.
I tell
there,
every
but...
student, when you're rich and famous, I like Lamborghini. I mean, that's all I'm asking for, just one time in my life to have one of those cars. I mean, yeah, we could probably use like new facilities and things, but no, Lamborghini first.
Yes.
Yeah. So last question that we're going to ask all of our guests here on this podcast that we go through here. From your perspective, what do you wish the community knew more about with the Moscow School District?
There's something for everybody. There is a, you know, I'm high school driven. That when your kid comes to the high school, there is a place for him or her, a safe place, whether they can get involved in a club. We've got countless amounts of opportunity there. You know, there's the old adage of you get what you put into something. And if you're a student and you want to see that your kid gets a great education, we can provide a great education, and we do provide a great education. We've got honors classes. We've got AP classes. We've got clubs to be involved in. We've sent kids to the military, you know, West Point, to the Ivy Leagues, that there is something in our district for everybody. And if you're struggling, there are some things, there are resources out there for you if you're struggling that our counselors, that our administrators, that our teachers can put you in touch with. We're truly a community school.
Oh, man. That is what it's about here in Moscow. So you heard it, the voice of the Bears. This is Mr. Hoogsteen that you'll hear at any football game, volleyball game, basketball, girls softball, teaching history class, leadership in ASB. If I were to say anything, if you see one of those flyers for his events, we're talking elementary night, the Battle of the Combine, any of the food drives or clothing drives, jump in. It's worth it. And if you see him, introduce yourself to this man. I will tell you what, he makes a big impression the first time that you meet him. And if you've had him as a student, maybe you should write a letter right now. That's pretty inspiring to hear. So, hey, this was our first one. I'm excited about that.
Yes, it's all uphill from here then, I guess, huh?
It is. And so, you know, as a community, with this podcast studio here, we're hoping to release at least one podcast a month, maybe more if there's a lot of action going on. And we'll be turning over more and more of this to student leadership and student roles as they learn this equipment and start taking over. And, you know, I'm trying my best here to host, but eventually we'll have some guest hosts of students because, you know, they can lead a podcast.
And they know this technology better than anybody.
So while you and I sit here and fumble over stop, play, and record, they'll have it at the next
level.
Yeah,
they don't even know what a VHS is anymore, Brian. It's killing me.
Oh, I love it. All right, that was the first one. Thank you, everyone,
for tuning
in.
Can I sign off, Brian?
Yeah, please.
Wherever you go, go Bears!